Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. And once again, that's all free. freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight on the Live Saturday edition. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. To start things out, though, a story about, well, an absurd lawsuit about discrimination. Lots of people get easily upset by this word, this term. Discrimination! We can't have this in America. People discriminating, making choices, making decisions about who they might want to allow or disallow in their business or residence or wherever. Wherever their private property might be. Discrimination!
Well, I think that people are still allowed to discriminate on who they allow in their residences, but they're certainly not allowed to discriminate on who they allow in their business. As a matter of fact, you have to, any business you have, you have to prepare for the possibility that a handicapped person might come in. So you have to build ramps and make your bathrooms bigger and all kinds of things.
You know, even on the handicap thing, it's easy to understand where that one comes from. I mean, it's at least understandable where that law comes from, in that you're open to the business, you're a public business, the public should be able to access your business, therefore you should have these ramps and that sort of thing. I'm not necessarily agreeing with the laws. I think that business owners should be able to decide on their own whether or not they want to make themselves accessible to people in wheelchairs and that sort of thing, and I think that most business owners who wanted to have a good reputation would do that sort of thing. I think in the marketplace. I mean, otherwise,
if you're talking about a retail establishment, sure. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense. Some businesses just don't have any use for it. For instance, a friend of mine, you know, they're redoing their fraternity house, and they have to put in wheelchair accessible ramps for their fraternity house. Well, what if they don't have any you know, handicapped members of their fraternity? It's ridiculous. Some businesses just don't need it.
Right. So, but I didn't really want to talk about people in wheelchairs tonight. I wanted to talk about something all the more absurd. This from the Rocky Mountain News. A self-proclaimed agitator against feminism declared ladies' nights at Colorado Night Spots dead on Friday after prevailing in the first stage of a civil rights complaint against the Proof nightclub in southeast Denver. Steve Horner learned Thursday that Colorado's Division of Civil Rights for the Department of Regulatory Agencies sided with him in his complaint that men were unfairly having to pay cover charges and higher drink prices than women at the Proof's ladies' nights. This is not satire. This is real. There's some guy going around protesting ladies' nights and bringing lawsuits against bars that have ladies' nights. Now, look, I'm not a drinker. I'm not somebody that goes out to bars, even though tonight is we're doing this on St. Paddy's Day. This is the St. Paddy's Day edition of Free Talk Live. So a lot of people in America probably right now are heading out towards the bars. And ladies' night is sort of a tradition. I mean, it's something that bars have been doing for a long, long time. The idea, as I understand it, and I'm somebody who's sort of on the outside, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the idea is you give ladies free drinks and free admission to your bar. Charge guys for make it so the guys have to pay to get in, make it so the guys have to pay for the drinks, and it works because it attracts women to your bar, and of course bars are all about giving men and women the chance to meet and that sort of thing, and talk to one another and maybe take each other home, and so
possibly live a wonderful life together afterwards.
Not likely, but I suppose it's happened.
I'm certain it has.
So ladies' nights allow bars to attract women, thereby attracting more men to the bar, and, of course, the men buying a bunch of drinks when they get there. That's the concept, right?
It seems to be one that works.
Well, Steve Horner is a 59-year-old corporate speaker, says he's been on an anti-feminist crusade since his wife left him with two young children several years ago. He says ladies' night is now illegal. While Horner claims that all bars will have to cancel ladies' nights, officials from the Department of Regulatory Agencies said their rulings only apply to the targeted business, in this case, the Proof. Wendell Pryor, director of the Regulatory Agency's Division of Civil Rights, declined to discuss Horner's complaint. He said confidentiality rules prevent him from talking about specific cases. Documents show that in Horner's case, the agency found there was probable cause that discrimination occurred. That means that Horner and the Proof will have to go to mandatory mediation. If they can't agree to a mediated solution, the case will go to the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. In the meantime, Horner plans to catch any club owners who continue to offer women special deals. Quote, "This is now a violation of law. I will now make it a point to visit as many ladies' nights as I can every week. I'll have my rights violated, then I'll sue them in county court and collect my $500, the maximum penalty in
quite a job he's got there.
For each incident of discrimination," Horner said. "I feel it could net me $3,000 to $4,000 a week easy, and I'm going to do it. It takes me 5 minutes to be discriminated against." Karen Parker, one of the owners of The Proof, said the business, quote, "might have to change the way we do things." So what you have here is a lone, sad, sad, pathetic man going around and ruining it for everybody else, ruining people's freedom to conduct business how they want to. Of course, it's actually the government that's doing the ruining, but
right.
This man is the catalyst. He's the man who's claiming that he's being discriminated against by these ladies' nights.
You know, it just goes to show that this is what happens when you put these discrimination laws in play. You know, I'm sure that there's a bar owner out there that if we, made all discrimination laws illegal, would not allow black people in their bar. I'm sure there's one out there somewhere in America.
I'm sure there is as well.
And, I wouldn't go to his bar because I don't like that sort of behavior.
Yeah, me neither.
But I think that he should be able to do that if that's what he wants to do. And, and this is what happens. Now this guy feels discriminated against because he has to pay higher drink prices or he has to pay a cover charge to get in.
This man is an idiot.
Because he doesn't have two X chromosomes.
He's a jackball.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have a right to come into my bar. Or you shouldn't have a right to come into my bar. If
right.
I open my door, I should be able to set the rules upon who I decide comes in and doesn't. I mean, there are plenty of clubs where there's a guy standing at the door that says, "You're in, you're out." You've seen them. Like, if you're not dressed right, you're not coming in. Right? They have
sure.
dress codes, don't they?
That's next.
I mean, that's discrimination, isn't it? Shouldn't you be able to walk into a club with a loincloth on?
Well, it's discrimination not based on sex or sexual orientation, race, creed, blah, 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 blah. You know,
but
that whole thing.
But these government agencies are just generally anti-discrimination overall. And it wouldn't surprise me if things went to that extreme. So when you open your doors to the public, you're saying, okay, I'm in charge here. This is my bar. This is my club. I can decide who comes in and who doesn't. And once they come in, I can decide who should be charged what for whatever it is they want to buy. That's the way it should be. And then the marketplace should be able to decide whether that person sinks or swims, so to speak.
I would totally agree. I would hope that in America, in today's America, that somebody who's discriminatory against some class of people that they shouldn't be would lose enough business that they would just end up going out of business. But, maybe not.
And I think that
I'm just not going there.
If this whiner, this Steve Horner, was actually operating in a market-based society where individuals could run their businesses how they wanted to,
like a free country might have.
Right. And he got all upset about one particular business's restrictions or how they're giving preference to ladies. I mean, here on Free Talk Live, we give preference to lady callers who happen to call in. Is that discrimination? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Yes, it is. If you don't like it, then go call some other radio show. But and that's how it should be here. If he doesn't like it, if he doesn't like what the Proof Bar is doing, then he should go find himself a bar that does what he wants them to do. And if that bar doesn't exist, if every single bar in town has ladies' night once a week,
He
should open his own flipping bar, and he should make sure that everybody gets charged the exact same amount. Or, heck, he could even have, since he's an anti-feminist, supposedly, he could even have men's night at his bar if he wanted to.
Or he could just not allow women in at all.
That's his choice. Apparently,
it's my understanding that in New York City, there's major cities, old cities like that, there's clubs where guys go to sit around and play pool.
Men's
and,
clubs,
yeah, smoke cigars and
sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are private clubs.
Never been
that
to one.
Are exclusive of the opposite sex, and that's okay. You can compete if you don't like what people are doing. That's the way it should be. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we've got a guest. We tried to get him on the top of the show. He's here now. His name is Ed Rosenthal. And if you're familiar at all with the medical marijuana movement, his name might ring a bell. for you. He's got an amazing story to tell about how the federal government is breathing down his neck. It's a sad story, but he's here with us. We're going to bring him on here in moments, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go and download them at your leisure, right there from the front page of the website. In fact, the archives go back an entire year, all of it for free, freetalklive.com. Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them Financial Literacy, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. We go to the phones to our special guest. His name is Ed Rosenthal, and Ed, I believe you're in California. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Good evening, and I guess good afternoon to you out there on the West Coast, and glad to have you on the show. Before we get into your story, and it's an amazing story, who are you, Ed, and I guess what have you done as far as making yourself a name in the marijuana movement? You've been around for a number of years in this movement, correct?
Yes. I was one of the founders of High Times magazine, and then I was a columnist there for about 17 years, and since then I've been a columnist for columnist and writer for two other magazines. I've done a lot of research in marijuana. I've been a consultant for large farms in Switzerland and Holland, and then I between 1986 and 1996, I did expert testimony for the defense in marijuana cases. I'm a member of the International Cannabinoid Research Society, which is mostly PhD scientists sponsored by the government studying cannabinoids, which is the active ingredient to marijuana.
So I think it would be fair to say that your life has essentially been centered around around marijuana.
Well, my business career.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just an amazing career. I know you've written several books about growing marijuana as well, and I guess a lot of that came from your popularity of your, I guess, your column in High Times magazine, which, as I understand it, was, I think, Ask Ed or something like that, where people could actually write in and ask you questions and get tips on growing marijuana.
Actually, I had a best-selling book before High Times, or as High Times started, but that wasn't involved with High Times. It was called Marijuana Grower's Guide, and it's still available, but imagine a college text available for 35 years. That's pretty good.
It's fantastic.
And since then, I've written about 15 books, and then I have a publishing company that publishes mine and other people's books about marijuana.
Now, I actually got an email from you out of the blue. I don't know how I got on the list, but I'm glad I got on the list, and it was about your current situation involving the federal government going after you. I don't know where you want to start your story because it's a lengthy one, but I definitely want to hear it. I want our listeners to know what's going on with you and what's happened.
Well, in 1996, the voters of California passed Proposition 215, which said that with the doctor's recommendation, a patient could use marijuana as medicine. And as a result of that, a number of medical dispensaries sprang up. And the initiative also called upon the state and therefore the cities to set regulations to implement these recommendations. So in 1998, the city of Oakland passed an ordinance that said that they were going to set up officers of the city to supply marijuana to patients. And what I decided, I was made an officer of the city. It was recognized by the city attorney's office. And, in fact, the growing space was visited by the city fire department, and they signed off on it. And so I was
you're essentially a government-approved supplier of marijuana for...
That's right, and I was not actually supplying the finished product. What I was doing was supplying starter plants so that patients had high-quality plants that they could either grow their own or their caregivers could grow for them.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than go directly to patients, I supplied the marijuana distribution centers that were supplying the patients, so the patients could go to the center, and therefore I wouldn't have to judge whether this or that patient was qualified. That wasn't my forte. Mine was in cultivation.
Understood.
So the city knew about it. City councilman who was the point man on this issue came and visited the place, and the city attorney's office knew about it. I was in the there was an Oakland working group on this, and you know I was involved in that. And everything was going along fine. And then in February 12th of 2002, the federal government, with about, I don't know, 20 to 30 officers, came with loud knocks on the door of my house at 6 a.m. I was naked, ran downstairs, see what was going on. And, you know, they could see that I wasn't, they could see what I was carrying totally because I was naked. I opened the door for them. You know, and I was arrested for my nursery, which was, the total nursery space was about 450 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you think about that, that's an area of about 20 by 20 square feet.
Right, it's a room.
Yeah, yeah. And it was in a 1,500 square foot area that this was divided up into. So, I went to trial the first time, and I had a lot of pretrial motions, and all of my pretrial motions were denied. So, in effect, I wasn't allowed to tell the court that I was an officer of the city. I wasn't allowed, this was federal court.
Sure.
I wasn't allowed to tell them I was an officer of the city. I wasn't allowed to tell them that I was doing it under 215.
Was this a jury trial?
Yes.
This is typical, by the way, just hold on a second. This is typical of what we see, not just in marijuana cases, but in tax cases, in gun-related cases, where individuals are arrested by the federal government and put on trial. They are not allowed to bring up the defense that they would like to bring up, and this is happening with you.
Well, let me continue with this, because the saga goes on. So the jury wasn't allowed to hear that I was supplying patients, actually supplying these dispensaries. In other words, where it was distributed to, and I wasn't allowed to bring in the witnesses that I wanted to bring in, and so the jury went out, came back. It was a Friday afternoon. Everybody wanted to get home. You know, they came back with three guilties. I was charged with three charges, of course.
And this is just the beginning of you put it, your saga. We'll bring you back, and you can tell the rest of your story. Hang on, Ed. 800-259-9231. Ed Rosenthal, a medical marijuana activist out in California, on the line with us. And, of course, if you've got a question for Ed, dial on in. 800-259-9231. We'll continue his story in moments. And this is typical, this federal government, just not allowing people to defend themselves. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. But right now, hopefully you'll ask questions of our guest, Ed Rosenthal. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners. In fact, we've got two, count them two, brand new lady listeners on the Shrine.
Brand
right
new
now.
Ones.
Shannon is up there, as well as Yubi. So take a look-see at shrine.freetalklive.com. Ed Rosenthal is a well-known author, publisher, and cannabis grower, and very well-known, at least in the medical marijuana and just the marijuana movement in general. And, Ed, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, we just barely begun to tell the story, or your saga, as you put it, where in the late 90s, of course, or 1996, California passed by popular vote by a significant majority. I think it was over 60%. They voted for Proposition 215, which essentially legalized medicinal marijuana. You got involved with the government of Oakland at the time, where you were essentially dubbed an official. You had some sort of official capacity as a marijuana grower. You were starting plants for people, and then those plants would go out to the people that would, I guess, continue to grow them, thereby then distributing them further down the line to the patients. And it was in the midst of all this that the police decided to raid your house at 6 in the morning. And then you went to trial. And you were not allowed in this federal court with a jury. You were not allowed to bring up your defense. You weren't allowed to call the witnesses you wanted to call. You weren't allowed to make the points you wanted to make. You weren't allowed to even tell these people that you were an officially sanctioned marijuana grower by law in the state of California.
In the city of Oakland.
In the city of Oakland. So essentially the federal government tried to make you just look like another marijuana grower, like a black market marijuana grower. Isn't that what they tried to do to you?
That's right. And one of the reasons why the city had made me an officer of the city was that there's a regulation that's part of the federal drug regulations that says that if you're an officer of a city or state carrying out enforcing city or state law, that you're immune from prosecution. for drug offenses. You know, mm-hmm. it's a Narc Protection Act so that they can buy, sell, transport, and so on. So I was carrying out city business, so the city told me that I was free from prosecution. So anyway, we're up to the point where the jury goes out, they come back with three guilties for cultivation, maintaining a place where marijuana is cultivated, and conspiracy to cultivate.
How can you conspire after you've already done it?
Excuse me?
How can you conspire after you've already done it?
Well, no, it was that I had conspired, that there had been a conspiracy.
Right. They're just throwing charges. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They just throw charges.
They multiply charges.
Yep.
So I appealed on the estoppel that I had been told that what I was doing was legal, and also that 885D was good law and should be enforced correctly, and also that one of the jurors had gone to spoken with an attorney who advised her that if she voted away against the way the judge instructed, she could get into big trouble, which of course, you know, is false, and because the jury has absolute power to do whatever they want.
As in jury nullification, so she
could
have...
Well, it's not necessarily, I don't like that term, because it's not jury nullification. It's that the jury has the right to decide what the right thing is. That's not a nullification. That's an affirmation.
Fair enough.
Okay? You know, I don't like that term. It has too much baggage to it, too. No. So the jury went out. Then they went home, and their spouses told them what stupid idiots they were, I guess, or whatever. And they read the newspapers, and they saw what they had missed, and they started calling the newspapers saying that they were duped, that they repudiated their verdict, they were sorry for their verdict.
Right.
And meanwhile, the prosecutor had asked that I be remanded immediately because I faced serious time. And the judge said, well, we'll have a hearing on it 4 days later. So I was out. 4 days later, I show up in court. And so does the jury, but this time they're not in the jury box anymore. They're as spectators. And the judge comes into the courtroom cheerily, and then he looks to his left as he's walking in, and he sees the jurors, and his face turns white, I mean pale.
Huh.
And he sits down, and he says that I could be free until sentencing, which was 6 months later.
Okay.
And then... and there was a tremendous amount of community support, and the New York Times had written a front page article, had followed it, and had written two articles saying how stupid this whole trial was and that I should be a free person.
Sure.
And the judge wound up giving me a 1 day sentence.
So this was 6 months later, he gave you a 1 day sentence?
A 1 day sentence.
For three charges of cultivation, essentially.
Yeah, time served.
Mm, right.
So
it was a symbolic sentence, basically.
So I didn't have to do any go to jail or anything like that. So, but then when I got out, everybody was thanking the judge, and I denounced him. I said, this judge did me no favors. He made me into a felon. He denied me my rights, and he knew that when there were prosecution witnesses who were lying, he protected them.
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of people thought that I wasn't grateful, but I didn't see anything to be grateful for.
Heck no.
Somebody steals half a loaf of bread or three quarters of your bread, and you say, oh, thanks for not stealing it all. Is that it? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Massa. Hey, well, I come from the yippie school of politics, and I don't particularly agree with that. So,
So you got the 1 day sentence.
So then I appealed. Everybody said, you know, you should be really grateful. Don't appeal the sentence. You're just going to get yourself in big trouble. So I said, no, I'm going to appeal the sentence. And I appealed the sentence, and I forced the lawyers to put in that jury thing that the juror had acted improperly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that they, you see, I knew that they wouldn't want to, say something against one of their own, like the judge. So it was much easier for them to blame the jury, right?
Right.
Okay. You know, it's the juror's fault. It couldn't be the judge's fault. It has to be the jury's fault, right?
The judge was the one that wasn't allowing your evidence.
Right,
yes.
But they blamed it on the jurors, and they said they could retry me. So the prosecutor calls a new grand jury, and they have superseding indictments. And you'll love these, because I know you guys are into tax stuff, so you'll really love this. They said that I filed 5 false tax returns in 3 years. Pretty cool, right? You know, usually they only have 1 per year. But I got 5 and 3.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. How many tax returns you file in a given year?
Right. So then here's the other thing. They said that they were false tax returns, but they didn't claim that I owed them any money.
Hmm.
So, you know, your time in prison on tax charges is based on the amount of money that they claim that you're not paying taxes on?
Yeah, I would think
so.
But
they weren't claiming I wasn't paying taxes on any money, or didn't have any charges like that.
They just claimed
so
that you
lied.
So
that means that they would just give me a felony, but there's no time for the felony. Because it has to have time has to be connected, and he stole so much money, you know, or didn't pay so much money, whatever.
What sort of time period are we talking about now? When did they bring these charges on?
In August.
Okay, so this was last year.
Yeah, August,
okay.
Yeah. So, and then... There was a money laundering charge because I had gotten some money orders to pay my landlord.
That's money laundering?
That was money laundering. And that was for, you know, me and Ken Lay, $1,875.
The only thing
that's missing, people, you know, when papers first saw that, they said, no, that must be a misprint. So I'll call, you know, up. And no, it wasn't a misprint.
So they're charging you with money laundering? Hold on. They're charging you with money laundering because you got $1,800 in money orders?
Yeah.
All right, Ed, we're going to bring you back. Hang on. We'll tell you have him update with us the rest of the story here. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Ed Rosenthal, just an amazing story of malfeasance on the part of the feds. As expected, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8.net. Toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. And though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hats, various different sizes and varieties, that sort of thing, even different colors. Also, the free Marketeer flag, DVD archive collector sets, and free bumper stickers, all available at store.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go back to Ed Rosenthal on the line from California, just a quick recap of where we've been so far. Ed Rosenthal, you are a well-known author, publisher, cannabis grower. You've had a column in High Times magazine for over a decade, and one of the original founders behind the magazine. So fairly well-known name, and that may be one of the reasons why you were targeted by the police back in the late 1990s. They raided one of your marijuana grow operations.
2002.
In 2002,
and I've been working for Cannabis Culture magazine since the year 2000. Cannabis
great.
Culture and Heads magazine.
That would be our friend Mark Emery,
Excuse me?
You're working with Mark Emery.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Mark Emery. I was the only U.S. resident who went to his wedding.
Ah, yes. We are. We love Mark. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yes.
We should have him back on the show at some point. But, okay, so they raided you, and they, of course, you had permission from the California government, city of Oakland, to be growing marijuana, but the feds don't care about that sort of thing. They essentially kicked in your door at 6 a.m. You were completely naked. They hauled you off. You went to trial, and they didn't bother to allow the jury to be informed by you that you actually were a legal participant in a fully legal system of medical marijuana growing. And so you were convicted. The judge was embarrassed because the jury then later found out that they had been swindled by the judge. And he sentenced you to one day on three felony counts. Now, you decided, well, you didn't really appreciate the multiple felony convictions. So you went ahead and appealed the conviction, which I guess made them go after you with even more gusto and throw charges that you were just getting into, including money laundering. What were some of the other charges they threw at you last year?
It was five counts of tax evasion, not tax evasion, of filing a false tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were additional marijuana charges. So I had a hard, they have this speedy trial law, which means an unfair trial law, because it says that that you're supposed to have a trial 90 days after an appeal comes in. And often it's, good lawyers are booked up, and so it's hard. The prosecution has had sometimes years to develop a case, and then they give you 90 days for this retrial.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a very difficult time finding an attorney. But I did find the Pier 5 attorneys, and they, they're a group, they're individual attorneys who are, work out of this one big office.
Okay.
So, and they include Tony Serra, but he wasn't one of my attorneys. So we filed a number of motions, a couple of months ago, and, the judge, he denied most of them, but the one that he didn't deny was, vindictive prosecution, because the prosecutor had said that he increased the number of charges because I was vocal about what I did and I put him down for being a liar, because the judge said, well, he did mislead the grand jury. You know, mislead, that's a word for lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did lie to the grand jury, but no harm done. But, you know...
You're talking about the prosecutor.
Yeah,
right.
That's what he said. He said that the prosecutor had lied, had misled the grand jury, but there was no harm done. Excuse me, Judge.
It's up to you.
Yeah, but, you know, the guy is still a liar, whether he did harm or not, right?
Right.
So I started saying that the guy's a liar. And then when the new charges came in, I started saying it was vindictive prosecution.
Sure.
And he, and you know, I said other things about him also. And, like, for instance, the fact that he used bribery because of the deals that he gave to the state witnesses. You know, for instance, there's one fellow who runs 5 dispensaries, or he's associated with 5 dispensaries,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to testify against me. And
what?
He's been running these dispensaries for 5 years, and nothing's happened to him.
What was he going to... Why would he be still running it?
His name is Bob Martin. He runs a number of dispensaries in San Francisco, and he runs one on 10th Street and one on Church Street.
What does he have against you, Ed?
Have against me? He didn't have to have anything against me. He got the sweetheart deal. You testify against him, we'll give you immunity.
Oh.
And you know what? They keep giving him immunity over and over anytime he testifies.
Oh, my goodness.
So I started saying, well, they're bribing him because they're, you know, what's a bribe? Isn't this a bribe? Because it's allowing somebody, the bribe is allowing him to earn, to make money in a business that they consider illegal in order to use him, you know. It's sort of like a Whitey Barger case, you know, up in Boston, you know.
So they're protecting him. They're protecting
yeah,
his
they're
business.
Protecting
they're saying,
him, yeah.
we're not going to raid you. We'll raid the other guys.
Yeah, and it, let's say he buys some pot from somebody, and he doesn't want to pay him. He says, hey, if get out of here, or I'll call the cops on you.
Wow. Amazing. So, Ed, you're facing these. You're facing the money laundering, the tax charges.
So the judge, just on Wednesday, granted the vindictive prosecution. My motion for vindictive prosecution, he agreed that the prosecutor had been vindictive. And so the tax charges and the money laundering charge evaporated.
Really?
This Wednesday, yes.
Okay, so what are you facing now?
Yesterday, we went to court again. And it was supposed to be the pretrial hearing before before the trial, which was supposed to start on Monday. And
right.
the judge postponed the trial 3 weeks.
Mm.
And he excoriated the prosecutor and told them that he should think long and hard what purpose this trial serves, since
sure.
I've already done my time. Oh, everybody already agreed that if I was found guilty, that I'd only get a day. So it was a totally political trial. See, they already agreed that I'd only get a day, which I'd already served, right? So
got
the
it.
Only purpose of this trial was to make me into a felon. It was a totally political trial.
So where do you think this is going to go next?
Well, they have to, April 13th, I'm supposed to go back to court. And the prosecutor is supposed to tell the judge whether they're going to continue with the trial you know, now that, you know, that a lot of the charges are gone, have been removed, and or whether they want to what they want to do. Hmm. So we're waiting. And frankly, I want to go. You know, my lawyers don't want them to go to trial, but I want to go to trial because I want to show how bad the government really is.
And I'm sure that you
will. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's why I went. You know, I've already proved that the prosecutor is a liar.
Sure.
Vindictive.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. It really is.
And that he uses bribery to suborn witnesses.
You know,
I'm going further with this. This isn't going to stop.
What it looks like to me is that what we're talking about is the government is just getting shrill now. The United States government is just, in the DEA office, is just getting shrill because they see that 11 states have legalized medical marijuana, and 12 and 13 are on their way, and they don't know what they're going to do about it. So that's
part of it, but it's also coming from the very top. You know, they have as good an idea of what's happening on the ground here as they do in Iraq.
Ed, I know that you're going to keep sending out the emails to keep people informed.
Can I tell you one other thing?
What
happened? The day that I was arrested, Walters just happened to be in San Francisco the day I was arrested. Isn't that a coincidence?
That's John Walters, the drug czar.
That's right. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay.
Ed, we're out of time, I'm afraid, but I want to give out your website so our listeners can go and help you out. I know that you need a little bit of assistance with all the legal funds and all of that. Your site is green-aid.com. That's green-aid.com.
Or they can just put Green Aid right on in Google, and it will come right up.
Excellent. Ed, keep sending out those emails. Keep us informed. We'll keep our audience up to date on your situation, and thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. We really appreciate it, sir.
Okay, thank you.
More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.